Daniel 1:2-1 And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince, which standeth for the children of thy people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was, since there was a nation, even to that same time. And at that time thy people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book. 1:2-2 And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. 1:2-3 And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. 1:2-4 But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words, and seal the book, even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. 1:2-5 Then I Daniel looked, and behold, there stood other two, the one on this side of the bank of the river, and the other on that side of the bank of the river. 1:2-6 And one said to the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, How long shall it be to the end of these wonders? 1:2-7 And I heard the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, when he held up his right hand and his left hand unto heaven, and swear by him that liveth forever that it shall be, for a time, times, and an half. And when he shall have accomplished to scatter the power of the holy people, all these things shall be finished. 1:2-8 And I heard, but I understood not. Then said I, O my Lord, what shall be the end of these things? 1:2-9 And he said, Go thy way, Daniel. For the words are closed up, and sealed till the time of the end. 12:10 Many shall be purified, and made white, and tried. But the wicked shall do wickedly. And none of the wicked shall understand. But the wise shall understand. 12:11 And from the time that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away, and the abomination that maketh desolate set up, there shall be 1,290 days. 12:12 Blessed is he that waiteth, and cometh to the 1,305 days. 12:13 But go thou thy way, till the end be. For thou shalt rest, and stand in thy lot, at the end of the days.